But within those cells, that DNA needs to be functioning all the time, not just to make new cells, but to provide the information that is needed. So if I can cartoon this for you, here's a typical cell. In this case, we picked a macrophage, but it could just as well be a breast ductal tissue cell. It doesn't matter. They get some kind of a signal. In this case, it's a microbe, but it could be estrogen circulating in the bloodstream, a perfectly normal hormonal signal. What the cell says to itself is, gee, I don't have the equipment I need. But then it says, hey, I've got the plans for what I need in my DNA library. And so it takes the signal and transports it into the nucleus where it finds the information it needs. And in a matter of minutes, it synthesizes the needed cellular equipment, and that constitutes the cell response. So this is how we now think of cells. It turns out that 125D is the key that unlocks the DNA library in virtually every tissue in the human body. But it's 125D synthesized in the cell itself, for itself, and by itself, not dependent upon what's outside the cell. It perceives the signal. It says, I've got to go and get the information I need in order to respond to this. And the only thing I need from the outside is there better be some 25D there, so that I can bring it in and make what I need.